It's actually one of these things that you never forget where you were when you heard it first.
Mother and son have died in hospital after getting into difficulty in rough waters on Aberdeen seafront. Five people were rescued yesterday afternoon. The 37-year-old woman and her 6-year-old son couldn't be saved.
I think we were sitting in silence, but being parents and knowing, but just feeling for the family and thinking what they were going through at that time. You didn't know how big a tragedy it was then.
Yesterday marked 1 year since the tragic deaths of Julie and Lucas Walker at Aberdeen Beach on the 20th of August 2016. And today we're speaking to the Walker family and one of their biggest supporters about the horrible accident and the aftermath.
Flowers are being left here at Aberdeen Beach this lunchtime after it was hit by tragedy over the weekend.
An Aberdeen head teacher is paying tribute following the deaths of 6-year-old Lucas Walker and his mum, Julie. The pair passed away after getting into difficulty at the city's beach on Saturday afternoon.
We were going to the pet store to get stuff for a puppy. Lucas wanted to go see the waves because he loved the beach the last time he was at it. Everything just happened the wrong way.
Older brother Samuel waded into the water trying to save little Lucas, landing in hospital himself. Grandma Lynn and older brother Jordan rushed to his side.
He was covered from head to toe in lacerations from being beaten against the water. A hero.
He was sitting in the car and he's like, oh, we're just going up to the hospital, and I didn't know why. Kept asking him. He kept such a straight face, like, I didn't understand what it was at all until we got there, and then we sat in the room, and then my granda told me that my little brother and mum passed away and Samuel's been injured, and then I just burst into tears.
The northeast community rallied round, pulling out all the stops to help the family, and that's where we stepped in.
Sound's charity Cash for Kids is raising money to help an Aberdeen family devastated by tragedy. 6-year-old Lucas Walker and his mum Julie died after being pulled from the water at Aberdeen Beach on Saturday. Now we're asking for your help to pay for Lucas's funeral and to support the rest of the family, and that includes 13-year-old Samuel, who ended up in hospital after trying to rescue his mum and little brother.
Local businesses donated their services free of charge, renovating Grandma Lynn's house to make room for Jordan and Samuel. That includes Calla Homes boss Mike Naismith, who in November handed over the keys to the family's new home.
It was probably the most rewarding day I've ever had in my career, that we hand over a lot of houses to a lot of people who are all delighted to get into their new house. But these guys, from what they'd been through, they've always been hugely positive every time I've met them. But that day, they were just so proud of what they had. They had their own rooms, but they were so grateful to the guys that were there.
We couldn't have asked for anything more. Like, nothing else could have happened so much better than what they've done. Like, I don't understand. Like, if this happened to other people, I would be there exactly the same, trying to help as much as they could and as much as I could.
But Mike's relationship with the family doesn't end there, and he's now handed Jordan a massive opportunity.
We decided that we would make Jordan the first apprentice that we have in Aberdeen. We've been looking at this for a while but never actually worked out the best way to do it. Jordan is now the first apprentice and is working with some of our joiners on our site at Miltimber.
Tell me what your job is. What are you doing just now?
I'm an apprentice joiner for Calla Homes.
He's the first apprentice the company has ever taken on in Aberdeen, working on the Miltimber site and going to college part-time. Mike says if it works out, it could mark more jobs for Northeast youngsters in the future. And Jordan wishes his mum was here to see he and Samuel's achievements.
I think she'd be so proud of me for getting a job in that and just being healthy, and I don't know, she would say thank you to everybody as well.
1 year since tragedy struck the Walkers, it still hurts, but the family wants to build a memorial at the beach for Julie and Lucas. It'll be a place where they can go and remember the good times, but Jordan also hopes it'll serve as a warning.
Yeah, definitely at the beach, so people can see it when they're on the beach, so they know not to, maybe not, like, just, like, think before they do.